The Coast Guard recovers the body of one of two people missing in rough seas since Sunday. Barbados records 28 new COVID-19 cases as Prime Minister Motley appeals to the nation to fully comply as two-week national pause commences tomorrow. Barbados to soon get a first batch of 100,000 vaccines for frontline workers. Government gets more than 7,000 applications for subsidies from those affected by the lockdown. And anyone seeking to leave Trinidad on Caribbean Airlines now needs the permission of the government there. I'm Dennis Johnson. This is the evening edition from Starcom Network News. The evening edition comes to you in association with the National Insurance Scheme.
NIS pensioners can have their pensions deposited to their bank and credit union accounts. Your pension can be issued for a four-week period instead of the two-week intervals to which you are accustomed. Please ensure that you complete the NIS direct deposit form with the correct bank or credit union account information. This form can be collected from the customer service desk at the Frank Walker Building, Culloden Road, or downloaded from our website.
Twenty-eight new COVID-19 cases were identified yesterday from among the 866 tests conducted by the Best Dos Santos Public Health Laboratory. A total of 37 people were reported to have recovered from the viral illness and were released from isolation. There are now 366 active cases. The 28 new cases comprise 11 women and 17 men. The total number of people diagnosed as positive at Dodds Prison remains at 362, but of these, 355 have recovered, and the remaining seven inmates are included in those active cases stated earlier. To date, Barbados has recorded 1,586 confirmed cases. Ahead of tomorrow's start of the two-week national pause, Prime Minister Mia Maugham Motley has issued an appeal to the nation to comply with the measures aimed at halting the spread of COVID-19 in Barbados.
I want to remind Barbadians that this thing is not playing, this thing is real. And to that extent, I'm asking each and every one of us to join the effort in being able to encourage persons in our communities, in our households.
Ms. Motley noted that several individuals and businesses have asked for exemptions, but stressed that this is not possible given the current state of the pandemic. She also admitted to problems in getting test results in the last few days.
And it's largely because the reagents for the automatic extraction of the RNA from the samples is not available. We would have received some from Guyana, and we thank the government of Guyana for that, as I indicated. We have been in negotiations through all of our embassies, plus all of us, literally, as I've told you, from as far back as last year, with the PPE and with the ventilators. Now it is with the reagents and the vaccines.
Mr. Motley announced that Barbados will receive a batch of 100,000 vaccines shortly, enough for 50,000 people, with priority given to frontline workers, such as medical personnel, security forces, the police, even hotel and supermarket employees, along with the vulnerable, the elderly.
We have had commitments from the government of India, and we expect to receive very shortly the first supply of 50,000 for 50,000 persons, which would be 100,000 vaccines, and we hope to be able to start the deployment of that in the very near future.
Prime Minister Mia Motley. Meantime, speaking in the House of Assembly, Minister of Small Business and Entrepreneurship Kerry Simmons disclosed that so far, more than 7,000 people have applied for subsidies being provided to vendors, shops, and other individuals and businesses affected by the two-week lockdown.
But what we are trying to do, ma'am, is to respond to what is at present before us in the form of 4,869 processed and filtered applications, audited, if you will, and ma'am, the additional 2,958, which are still online, still being worked on.
President of the Barbados Association of Vendors, Retailers and Entrepreneurs, Alistair Alexander, tells Starcom Network News while they have concerns that not all vendors would qualify for financial assistance, that issue has been resolved after discussions with the government. even though given time constraints, some payments may come after the two-week lockdown.
While we would understand that because of the short time that was available to civil servants to get everything in place to do so, we also understand and sympathize with the anxiety vendors would have had as to how and when they will receive this assistance. What I would like to assure the vending community of civil servants have been working tirelessly around the clock to make sure that you indeed receive that assistance. Various methods will be used in the distribution of those funds to make sure all who are entitled will receive that package.
The University of the West Indies is assuring the public of the confidentiality of the data collected as 350 of their students and other volunteers hit the road tomorrow as part of a government-initiated COVID-19 and dengue seek and save community survey. Professor Winston Moore, the deputy principal of the Cave Hill campus, is chairman of the Community Evaluation and Testing Project, which seeks to assess the level of community spread and identify cases early so that those affected can be treated before the cases reach the advanced stage.
We know that the data that is being collected is very private and very sensitive. So the data collectors will be armed with a smartphone, and the data that they're collecting will be uploaded immediately to a central database. The data collectors themselves would not be able to store the information or access the information. Only specially trained individuals who have been given permission to analyze the data will be assessing the data.
The Barbados Transport Authority is calling on all public service operators to ensure that they strictly comply with all health measures put in place during this period. The authority's director, Ruth Holder, stresses the importance of sanitizing vehicles and of commuters observing the protocols.
To the operators, I want them to ensure that they sanitize, continue to sanitize, not only for their own health and safety, but for that of the commuters as well. For the commuters, it's also their responsibility to make sure that they're sanitized themselves, make sure they wash their hands, make sure they wear their mask for the entire length of the journey. And our terminals will be open from 5:30 until 6 to ensure that those who have to get to work in time for 6 or 6:30 that they can get to work, you know, concerning the curfew hours, and that those who finish work at 3 can get home in time for 6 and the vehicle's going to be off the road by 7.
A body recovered off Paynes Bay Beach in St. James this morning has been identified as that of 61-year-old English visitor Mark Smith, one of two people who drowned in rough seas on Sunday. The body was identified by a close friend and business associate of the deceased. The police say that around 7:30 this morning, they got a report of a body floating in the sea in the area off the Cliff Restaurant near Paynes Bay Beach, St. James. Later in the morning, the body was recovered half a kilometer from the area where the Cliff Restaurant is located. Since Sunday afternoon, the Coast Guard had been searching for the visitor who disappeared in turbulent seas near the beach house Sunset Crest, St. James, after reportedly ignoring warnings not to venture into the dangerous waters. He'd been staying at number 85 Hibiscus Avenue, Sunset Crest. And the search continues for 19-year-old Jerome Edwards of Gay St. Peter, who was last seen being dragged under by a large wave in the choppy waters at Spitestown in St. Peter. Caribbean Airlines says that with immediate effect, anyone wanting to leave Trinidad and Tobago on one of its flights will need an exemption from the Ministry of National Security. The airline said in a statement that all departing passengers must adhere to the new online exemption process implemented under the country's COVID-19 measures. It added that the exemption approvals are applied against the respective passports submitted on the exemption request forms and must be presented with travel documents at check-in. And a massive winter storm has pummeled the U.S. East Coast, grounding flights, shattering vaccination sites, and bringing New York City to a standstill. Recapping the top stories in the evening edition. The Coast Guard recovers the body of one of two people who have been missing since Sunday in rough seas off the western coast of Barbados. Barbados records 28 new COVID-19 cases as Prime Minister Motley appeals to the nation to fully comply as the two-week national pause commences tomorrow. Barbados will soon get a first batch of 100,000 vaccines destined to be given to frontline workers. Government gets more than 7,000 applications for subsidies from those claiming to be affected by the lockdown. And anyone seeking to leave Trinidad on Caribbean Airlines now needs the permission from the government of Trinidad and Tobago. The evening edition from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. For the Network News team, I'm Dennis Johnson. Have a good evening.